This is Hallie West with Julie DePetris interviewing Momoko Izukawa on February 19th, 2019 at Tulsa Community College Northeast Campus, and we will be interviewing Momoko to understand how to obtain primary sources in the way of an oral history. And I first want to ask you if there's anything you're uncomfortable with talking about or don't want to?
Nothing.
No? Okay. And our interview will last about 20 minutes, and if it's okay with you, I'd like to ask your permission to record the interview. The recording will only be used to help with our note-taking, and your name will be associated with the recording or any of the paperwork that we fill out during today's session. It will be archived into Oklahoma State University's Oral History Collection, and do I have your consent to interview today?
Thank you.
Okay. And I also want to say if there's anything you don't understand, feel free to let me know or Julie know so we can help you understand better. So, just going to ask some simple breaking the ice questions today. So, how was your ride up here? Is it good?
Yeah. How do you get up here anyway? Like, how do you like drive up here? Or do you take like a bus or...
How to get here?
I'm
living now a host family's house, so host mom or host sister take me to here.
So you have someone from your host family that takes you here?
Yes.
Does it change on a daily basis or is it the same person?
Mom or sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, daily.
Okay. And some of these questions are going to be more of pretty simple. So, do you have a favorite holiday?
Favorite holiday?
Yeah.
In my country?
Either or, America or in Japan.
Favorite holiday? Holiday. I like... the Emperor's birthday in Japan.
Okay. Emperor's Day?
Yeah, Emperor's birthday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's December 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a Christmas.
Yeah, Eve. Close to Christmas, yeah.
So it's good for us.
What do you do on that day? Is there anything special?
Not really.
No? Just celebrate and...
No, just we take a rest.
Okay. And do you have a favorite sport or...
Sports?
Yeah.
Yes. I like gymnastics.
Gymnastics?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Yeah, now I'm a member of gymnastics club in Japan.
That's interesting.
So... I started when I was a kindergarten.
Okay.
So I'm doing gymnastics for almost 10 years.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have a favorite television show or movie?
Yes, I love High School Musical.
You do?
Oh,
yeah. Me too.
We grew up on that.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Do you have you seen all three of them? Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite out of the three?
The last one.
Yeah. The graduation.
Yeah, graduation.
I personally, I like the second one the best.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw the third one in theaters. I wanted to see it.
It's not musical, though.
Okay, so as far as those questions go. So where in Japan are you from?
I'm from Utsunomiya.
Okay. Is it a big city or a small city?
A small city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a sister city of Tulsa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I know Tulsa.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a same area of Tokyo, but it should take 2 hours from Tokyo by train.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So do you don't drive or any, do you drive in Japan a lot or?
No. I'm taking a driving license now.
But okay.
It's not done, so I have to take a final exam in Japan to get a license.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I take a train.
And in Japan, do you have any siblings or?
Yeah. I have older brother. He is 25 years old.
Yes. What's his name?
Jun. J-U-N.
You spelled that wrong.
So, do you live with your parents still, or?
No, I left my hometown last March.
Okay.
Because my university is located in Yokohama. It's a city. So I now live in the dormitory of a university. So I live alone now.
So did you start attending the university last March?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And is there anything that you study there specifically?
Yeah, my major is cross culture study. So I'm learning foreign cultures and also Japanese culture. And I'm learning Korean too. Korean.
Yeah. Is there a major difference between Korean and Japan and Japanese, sorry, that people don't really understand almost?
Culture?
Like language.
Yeah, it's a Korean is the best and most easiest language for Japanese because it's a little similar.
Yeah.
So it's not difficult for me.
That's good.
Yeah. I think English is more difficult for me.
And going back to a little bit of your home life, growing up, did you have a good relationship with your parents?
Yes, I did.
And was your family religious at all?
Religious? What?
Like, is there a certain religion that is, like, most common in Japan? And what would that be? Like, the certain religion? Because here it's, like, Christianity is the biggest religion here.
Religion.
I think. Yeah.
Maybe almost all of Japanese don't have religion.
They don't have a certain religion?
So they don't have. Maybe. I think my father said we have one religion, but I forgot because we didn't anything, so.
Okay, so it's not as important.
Yeah, your family's not religious at all? Okay.
No.
And I know that Japan is has been hit by numerous tsunamis. Has you or your family ever been affected by any of them?
Our prefecture don't have a sea, so we didn't get an attack from tsunami, but earthquake was really big in my hometown.
Yeah.
So,
because I know we in Oklahoma here have experienced a lot of tornadoes. And is there any tornadoes or anything like that over there, or just earthquakes and?
Yeah, no tornadoes.
No.
Just very a lot of earthquakes happened in Japan.
We've had a couple here, but nothing.
We used to have quite a few earthquakes,
but not anything major.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you guys have you grown up with pets or anything?
Last March, I left my home, so my mom thinks so she's gonna be here. Lost me?
Hmm?
She will be a miss for me. She's gonna miss me. So she began to get a pet. My family has a puppy.
A dog?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dog.
What's the dog's name?
Lou. L-O-U. Yes.
It's a cute name for a dog.
I like that name.
So the dog was kind of some extra comfort to your mom whenever you went to college?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had like a pet before getting Lou?
I just goldfish.
Goldfish
is very popular in Japan.
Yeah, I've had a couple fish as pets before as well.
Yeah, I've never had a fish.
I had a betta, the pretty little tail type of fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those things die quick.
Ours is still.
Well, good.
Swimming.
We killed betta.
Okay, and on to ESL, being an ESL student. So, when did you start learning English?
When I was the last grade of kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 years old, maybe.
Okay.
I started from English because my mother is an English teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So, I learned from my mother, and then during elementary school, I learned a little bit, and then middle school, high school, and now I'm learning English. Yes.
So is it different learning English in Japan than here?
Yeah. In Japan, the teachers thinking about the most important thing is writing or grammar.
Yes.
So we don't have a lot of opportunity to speak.
Okay.
So I think Japanese are hard to speak English,
but
writing or.
So are you pretty good at writing in English?
Not so much. I like grammar
because
I learned a lot in high school for entrance exam for university. Yeah, but in TCC, we can speak a lot. We can have a lot of opportunity to speak in English. So I think
that's good.
It's better than Japanese system.
So you like this system better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is the classwork any harder here, or is it easier than
compared with Japanese?
Yeah, compared to Japanese and English, Japanese and American English learning, I guess. Is
like which like was it easier to learn just education either in Japan or here? Like, is schoolwork any harder?
Which is easy?
Yeah, which... Is schoolwork easier in America than it is in Japan?
American is easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Do you enjoy your ESL class?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part about it?
I can ask a question for teacher.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good for me because in Japan, if I want to ask for teacher, but during the class I can't ask for teacher.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I never would have thought.
I have to be quiet and just listen.
Yeah.
And memorize. So I write a question I write down during the class, and after that, I ask for a teacher.
Okay.
So, it is a, this ESL is better than
class. I think I would like being able to ask questions during class better as well.
Important.
It is. And so, what university did you say you were attending in Japan?
Kanagawa University.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there a way you could spell that?
K-A-N-A-G-A-W-A.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kanagawa. Interesting. And do you have, you know what the TOEFL is?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Would you have to take that since you're in the university rather than staying in America?
I'm sorry.
The TOEFL, the test, would you have to take that, or?
No.
No, since you're already admitted to university?
No.
You don't have to take it?
You don't know.
Okay.
To take it. Yeah, but I took TOEIC. Do you know TOEIC?
I don't.
TOEIC is more important in Japan to measure English skills.
Okay. So that kind of overrules the test we have here? Okay. And from living in Tulsa, was it an easy transition moving here, or did you have difficulties with it?
I'm sorry.
Okay, you're fine. So, living in Tulsa, did you have any issues moving here?
No. But now I'm stay just 6 weeks.
Okay.
No issues because most families are kind.
That's good.
No problem.
So, is Tulsa easier to navigate, or is it harder than, say, Tokyo, a major city?
Navigate?
Yeah,
like transportation.
Find your way around and stuff.
It's more harder than Japan. Because I've never seen train in here.
Yeah. Our trains are more,
I don't really have trains.
They're more like cargo trains, where they carry, so they carry just goods rather than, Tulsa's not a big subway, so I don't think we have any, actually.
I just know New York has metro, that's about it.
New York and DC has a couple subways as well.
Just big places have here now.
So, have you ever been to any place other than Tulsa in America?
I have been to California once.
Where in California? Do you know?
Where?
Yeah.
I don't know because I was 7.
Okay.
I went to the Disneyland.
Oh, Disneyland?
Yeah.
I've been to Disney World in Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been there too when I was 5.
I think I was 6.
I don't remember.
Okay. So have you made any friends in Tulsa?
Yeah. I made in TCC.
Or just anywhere.
Not anywhere?
Yeah, TCC or anywhere.
This is the third time to visit Tulsa. So I have a lot of friends because I went to Booker T. I have been to Booker T.
Were you like an exchange student at Booker T?
No, just I stayed here for 2 weeks. So I went to the Booker T a couple of days.
Okay.
Yes, and my high school is a
Yeah, so they have students come here and,
so it's like a French
program. Yeah, it's like, because our school where I go has French exchange students.
Yeah.
So
they came to my high school,
mm-hmm.
and I was a host family, so they stayed at my home. So I have a friend, no Booker T, and I made a friend here. She's from Mexico.
That's
in Korea.
That's fun. Okay. So what other times did you said you've been to Tulsa before? What were the other times? Why was there a reason that you came to Tulsa other than Booker T and
the reason why I came here?
Yeah.
Because I want to learn English, and why I decided to come here. I have lots of friends in Tulsa, so I came here easier than other cities.
Okay. So since you had a friend here, it was easier to kind of... I'm trying to find the right thing to say here. It was easier than going a place that you've never been in America? Okay. And what was the word that you said that whenever they have a hard workload?
Oh,
okay.
I don't think I can find it.
Because I've seen a to where in Japan they push themselves harder for work.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever experienced that either with your family or...
That's a difficult question. I studied harder for to enter universities.
Okay.
So almost all of Japanese high school students are very patient to study a lot to enter university, because entering university is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to study harder for... I studied just for 6 months.
That seems more than I would study to enter college.
So it's very difficult to get into universities.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard. So,
do a lot of people in Japan try to go to a university, or does it just depend on their...
Almost all students go to universities.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do a lot of them go outside of Japan, or do they all try to stay...
Stay in Japan.
They do? Okay. Is there anything... Are school hours different in Japan?
About universities?
Or high school? Like, what was your daily schedule like when you were in high school?
Yeah. I'm going to talk about high school.
Mm-hmm.
High school was... Maybe differences is we have a cleaning time by ourselves. So the teacher, we should go to the place that teacher decide, and we have to clean up ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Is that at the school or is it within the community?
At the school.
Okay.
To do, like, clean the classroom, like, once?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think our schools could benefit with doing that.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, our schools should do that.
Oh, really?
Well, they don't, but I think they should.
I mean, when we're, like, preschool, you know, we're learning, we have to learn to clean ourselves. But after that,
it's not a lot of strenuous type.
Kindergarten, we started to clean Korean, and we have that system in middle school and elementary school, high school.
Yeah, so the cleaning system just went with you as you got higher in education.
That was at university. Mm-hmm. We don't have...
You don't clean it when you're at the university?
Yes.
Okay. And are there any things in Japanese culture that we don't do over here other than, like you said, the cleaning in schools and... If you can't think of anything, that's fine. You don't have to.
We say, we have chopsticks.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our own chopsticks. So this is mine, and this is father's, this is mine's.
Okay.
So we don't want to use the
others. You have your own specific.
Mm-hmm, even if my family's.
Okay. Do you take it with you, or do you leave it?
I'll leave it home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Because we just kind of wash ours and then...
We don't have our own individual utensil that's ours.
Yeah.
It's whoever picks up.
I mean, I know when I was younger, we had... I liked a specific type of plate, but not... silverware. That's different. Okay, and is going back to like school in Japan, is it year round or is it like ours when it's in the fall semester and then spring semester?
Semester?
Yeah, do you guys?
Yes.
You have individual semesters?
Mm-hmm. Two or three.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the schools.
Okay.
So we start from April. Then, if it the two semesters, April to after summer, so next semester will start from September.
Okay.
To March.
Are some semesters, if it's three semesters, is it in the summer, too?
Three semesters?
Yeah, if there's a third semester, is it in the summer?
Three semesters?
Like, you said that sometimes there's three semesters.
I see.
Like, would that be in the summer, then, or...?
Summer. When I was in middle school, I have three semesters. But I forgot. April to maybe next semester will start from summer, and then if the two semester it will start from the fall, autumn. Then three semesters is start from summer, and third semester start from winter, so July.
Oh yeah, because we didn't, when in Japan is the weather the warmest?
The warmest is...
like what months of the year?
The summer is... August.
Just August or
July, August is the most.
Okay.
So it's still
it's pretty similar to
it's a similar toss.
Okay. And now I think we're gonna transfer more to the fun conversation other than school.
Mm-hmm.
So, one thing that I was curious about is foods that we have here that claim to be from Japan. Are there any type of foods that we just don't get right?
I can find here.
Like, is it authentic here? You know, when people say that Japanese food here is authentic, does it taste like
the same?
Like the same as it would back home?
If compared to the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
For example, what?
Like, sushi?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any sushi that's just not something you would find in Japan? Okay, maybe we should start with, have you eaten sushi here at all?
No.
No?
Yeah, because I hate sushi.
You do? That's interesting. I thought to ask that as well.
That's a good
because, one. I mean, I know I, myself, am not a big bacon fan, mm-hmm. which is very common in America
yeah.
for people to like bacon and a lot of meat. And
I'm not a fan of bacon either.
I'm not a big fan, so that's interesting.
Yeah, sushi's very big here. Like,
yeah.
Everyone really loves sushi.
I like sushi.
Really? I'm not a fan, really.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a big like of the raw fish. Mm-hmm. I like the cooked.
The California roll.
Yeah. The ones with, like, crab meat and cream cheese. So, I like those. But other than that, is there any foods that you do like in Japan that you miss, that you can't get here?
I miss?
Yeah.
The steamed rice.
Steamed rice?
Mm-hmm. Just white rice.
Oh, okay.
I ate once.
Mm-hmm.
I ate once in Tulsa. It was real delicious.
Was good?
Mm-hmm. But Americans come as a bread, so we have a rice cooker.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very common
thing
in Japan.
Yeah, I have a rice cooker as
well.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it here.
Yeah, they're not as common,
mm-hmm.
but my mom has a lot of kitchen appliances,
Ooh.
So she likes to make,
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we use rice cookers for things that aren't rice,
yeah.
like for different meals other than rice.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, I see.
And also, I know Julie read somewhere online that, Japanese like to eat KFC
mm-hmm.
on
for Christmas.
Other holidays.
Yes, that's true.
Oh,
so,
it's true, so you guys really do.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten it for
Christmas?
A holiday? Yeah.
No, but my best friend in high school,
mm-hmm.
she, every Christmas, she ordered KFC for chicken.
That's so weird, but it's interesting.
McDonald's and KFC
mm-hmm.
is the most biggest fast food company in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, I know that the internet likes to emphasize karaoke
mm-hmm.
from in Japan a lot. So have you ever been to kind of a
Hello.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was true. I don't know what I read online.
Yeah, we don't have anything like that around here at all.
I miss karaoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can find anywhere in Japan. Yeah, my friends go to karaoke once a week.
That's
oh,
fun.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the best singer, but you know,
neither.
It's kind of fun.
Mm.
We need that here.
Yeah,
that sounds
like it does sound like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I was really curious about is the animal life in Japan
mm-hmm.
is so different than it is here. So have you, is there any animals that you see over there often that you miss? That you
animals?
Yeah.
Opposite to
mm-hmm.
the question, but I can see squirrel in Japan around my house, so I really I'm very glad to see
squirrel
in Towson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have quite a lot of squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any animals here that you don't, that you see often here but you don't in Japan?
Cow.
A cow?
Cow.
And horse.
Mm-hmm. Cows and horses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely in Oklahoma you'll see quite
a few.
You will
see a ton of cows.
Of
and buffalo.
Cows and horses.
Mm-hmm. Buffalo.
Oh,
buffalo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're not as
bison,
common, but yeah.
Yeah, they're like
definitely
in, like,
seen them before.
If you go to Willow Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Willow.
Yeah, you've been to Willow Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Last time I went there.
Yeah, it's a fun museum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I don't have any other questions.
What I'm wondering is, is there, like, a food here that you've really loved that isn't in Japan?
Oh, ice cream?
Ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream is the best. Yeah, because it's very cheap here.
Yeah.
I can buy easier than Japan
mm-hmm.
because it's cheap and beer.
Oh,
yeah. The, what's the word? The quantity.
Of beer or
quantity is bigger.
Yes.
What is a quantity?
Huh?
What is a quantity?
It's just the amount.
The amount that you get, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, food is very big here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like a lot of food.
Mm-hmm. 36 minutes.
Oh my god! That was so long! Wow, I was worried.
I did not expect we'd go that long.
Wow.
Anyway. I think that is it.
Yeah, is there anything you want to say or, like, anything else you wonder before we finish the interview?
No, thank you very much for
thank you.
Yeah.